This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio.
I say that all the time.
This is Lock and Load, hour number two. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, back again is, since it's Monday. Well, I like to have my man Dan Zimmerman from the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns come on the show and, you know, just tell me what's up, what's catching his eye. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. I like to be here on Mondays, too. Thanks.
Yeah. So, What's been catching your eye?
Well, what's catching most people's eye today has been the shooting at the Gilroy Garlic Festival yesterday in Gilroy, California. A 19-year-old legally purchased an AK pattern rifle in Nevada and then flagrantly drove it across state lines, brought it into California, along with some 30-round magazines, at least one, and then bypassed security at the festival yesterday. He cut his way through a fence and opened fire. And he wounded 15 and killed 3 people, apparently.
Yeah.
And that was disturbingly similar to another shooting that happened in Brooklyn the day before, a shooting that you don't hear nearly as much about, if anything. There was another festival going on in Brooklyn, something called the Old Timers Festival. A bunch of people on Saturday listening to music when reportedly 2 people opened fire in the crowd with handguns. Shot 11 people, killed 1 person. But for some reason, you don't hear anything about that at all. There are articles out there written about it, certainly in the local New York media, but it's not making the national news like the one in Gilroy did. There are a number of reasons why that might be. But my thought was, you know, what these two states really need is some strict gun control. they need... Maybe something they need to ban assault weapons, so-called assault weapons. Maybe some universal background checks would be a good move. Maybe even ammunition background check would be a step in the right direction toward common sense gun safety. Magazine capacity limits would be good. I don't know, a few other things come to mind, but. Red flag laws, may issue concealed carry issuance, gun violence restraining orders. Oh, wait. They already have all those states.
Hmm.
Both of these shootings took place in 2 of the most gun controlled locations in the nation. And yet, all we're going to hear, in fact, all we've heard already is what we need is more gun control laws.
But what, okay, so what would they have had, what would they have added to this? Do we know anything about the perpetrator in
Gilroy,
yeah.
Yeah, I know he's 19 years old. He's reportedly of Italian Iranian extraction. He had opened an Instagram account not long ago and was complaining about the festival itself. I don't know if he had a beef with the actual festival. He's talking about paving parking lots for it and suckers going there to get drunk at the festival. Who knows what motivated this guy? Or what his actual background or political beliefs are. I'm sure he's already being portrayed as a white supremacist NRA member, whatever the facts may be. Probably a Tea Party member or something like that, but none of that matters because already the Sacramento Bee came out with an article talking about what more can be done in California to prevent these kinds of things and recounting some of the bills that are currently in the California legislature to further restrict gun rights in the state, because clearly they haven't done enough to do that, to accomplish that already. And it's, you can't even parody these people anymore because they surpass all of your jokes and ridicule before you can even tweet, let alone write about it.
Well, I mean, see, here's the thing. This guy clearly was a criminal. He obviously got his gun. How did he get his gun? Do we know that?
He reportedly bought it legally in Nevada, but then he broke the law by bringing that gun into California. He brought a 30-round magazine, at least one. I saw an image of the gun.
Right.
And it had a 30-round magazine in it. So that was illegal. He carried it into a gun-free zone. That was illegal. He apparently was open carrying the gun. That's illegal in California, even for long guns. So it's funny, but people like this who are bent on doing evil and killing people tend not to abide by gun control laws of any kind.
But then he had to cut a fence and bypass security to get in there. Clearly, this guy had intent to kill as many people as he could, or hurt as many people as he could.
He did, and not only that, but I mean, think about what we're told by the civilian disarmament industrial complex. They want us to give up our guns and entrust our safety and security to government and the state. Police are the only people who are qualified to carry firearms. If you have a problem, call the police. Okay, well, you know, we argue all the time that, you know, it takes at least 5 minutes to get there, and, you know, a lot can happen in 5 minutes. Well, it didn't even take that long here. There are a lot of police on the site there. When the shooting broke out, apparently, from all the press reports, they engaged the shooter in about a minute, which is just phenomenal response time by any standard, especially for a normal crime. So they got to him in a minute, shot and killed him. But in that minute, he was able to shoot 18 people.
Yeah.
So what good is it, or how effective is it, to entrust your safety and that of your family to other people? And aggregate a bunch of soft targets in a gun-free zone.
Yep.
Without the ability to respond and defend yourself. It's just insanity.
Truly it is. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. There he oversees a group of writers and illustrators and testers and videographers and all kinds of different things that bring the gun culture to you, the argument, the politics, all of it, the reviews, all of it. Check it out at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load.
style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
D live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stock.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. That would be Dan Zimmerman. Good evening once again, sir. Welcome back.
Good to be here, as always.
So, Gilroy's out of the way. We know that was an evil, evil person. What else is on your mind?
Well, what's always on our mind these days is the National Rifle Association. We talked to a few people who are directly involved with that kerfuffle in the past week or so, one of whom was David Dellaquila, who is running he's not a board member. He's a large contributor.
Right. I had Rob Pincus on in the first hour talking about Save the Second. So there's a lot of things. There's a lot of moving parts on this, isn't it? But back to Dellaquila, because he's a big cog in this thing.
He is a big cog, and he's got an even bigger cog behind him. He's got what he describes as a billionaire lined up with him, who's willing to also help fund their efforts. And they have undertaken a four-phase effort to bring about change at the top of the NRA. First was publicizing their effort, which you did through a pretty high-profile article in the New York Times. They then created a website where rank-and-file NRA members could sign on to the effort. But what he also has been doing the whole time is lining up large contributors to the NRA to withhold funds from them. Contributors, members, people who put ads in NRA publications. And when he had talked to the New York Times about 3 weeks ago, it first came out, he had about $130 million in people who had signed on. That's jumped up to getting close to $165 million now. And these aren't just pie-in-the-sky promises. I talked to somebody who has actually seen these in his home. He's got written commitments from people with actual dollar amounts. He's not pulling this out of his rear end. This is going to put actual pressure on the NRA. The next phase of all this was phase three, was to use one of the NRA's own tactics against it. And he graded each of the NRA's board members, A, B, C, D, or F, depending on the level to which they support the membership and transparency, or whether or not they've gotten behind, their only support is that of Wayne LaPierre and current management. So he's published that on his website as well. Next, which he says will happen this week, is a phase four, and he's a little cagey about what that is. But it seems from talking to him that that's going to involve actual lawsuits against board members.
Right.
For breach of fiduciary duty.
Wow.
He thinks he's got these people cornered. Basically, he's lined up $162 million worth of revenue that they're going to withhold. And these people can either call for transparency, an external audit, and a no confidence vote in Wayne, or they can stand behind them and forego $162 million in revenue. If they do that, in his view, that's a breach of their fiduciary duty.
Okay. I had not read that deep into it. So he's sort of laying a trap.
I think that's exactly what he's doing.
I like this Dellaquila. He seems like he's got his stuff together here. I like it.
Yeah. I also talked to an A-rated board member last week for about an hour.
Which one?
I can't tell you that.
Well, I mean, I've seen the ratings. I know two or three of them, so.
Okay. and you might know this one. But this person said some interesting things. First of all, they were kind of outraged about the – you've heard about the September board meeting that's going to take place in Alaska.
I missed that.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the things Dale Aquila mentioned as well. The NRA, which is in the midst of a huge PR debacle in which people are threatening to withhold money. They're having to spend tens of millions of dollars on legal fees to fight battles in New York and D.C. and other places. They're going to hold their next board meeting in Alaska and fly all the board members up there for that. And they were planning, my understanding is, a cruise and fishing trip as well. But they were apparently embarrassed into canceling that. That's not 100% for sure that they've canceled it, but that's my understanding. I asked this A-rated board member if they are going up there, and they said, yes, they are, but they won't be staying in the hotel, the NRA-designated hotel. And I asked them why, and they said because, number one, they're worried about their room being bugged, and number two, they're worried about their physical safety there and or being compromised some way or put in some sort of compromising position.
And I'd be worried about being Arkansas-ed over there.
I asked this person if they were being a little paranoid, and they said, absolutely not. They said, this kind of thing has happened before, and they are not taking any chances at all. And this person is concerned about not only their safety, but that of their family. And for months now, when this person leaves town, leaves their home, they have security people watching their home and their family.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll ask you that question when we get back because we're running out of time in this segment. Dan, he's the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, where you can find articles about this stuff and all other things that we're talking about tonight. It's sitting there waiting on you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gilroy, California Police Chief Scott Smithy says they're investigating reports of a second suspect after Sunday's deadly shooting at a garlic festival.
We did have reports of a potential second suspect. We don't have any confirmation that any second suspect did any shooting, but we certainly are investigating all leads to try to determine who that potential second suspect is and what exactly that person's role was.
The victims in the attack are a 6-year-old boy, a 13-year-old girl, and a man in his 20s. More than a dozen people were injured in the attack as well. President Trump signs a bill permanently extending the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Speaking at the White House, the president says the country must be there for the first responders who served in Lower Manhattan.
Families of our fallen heroes, our nation owes each of you a profound debt that no words or deeds will ever repay.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Where would you like to go next, sir? Let's just keep the roll going.
Let's talk about our friends at the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Okay.
A lot of your listeners probably know the NSSF is the trade associations of the firearms industry. They're supported by gun companies, ranges, retailers, that type of thing.
Oh, I know where
and
this is going.
I'm a member. I don't know if you're a member or not, but
I am.
But anybody? Good. They had another new member join last week. That was the Socialist Rifle Association. And the Socialist Rifle Association went through the online process of joining, and they paid a $200 fee. And when the NSSF realized that they had the socialists as members and looked at their mission statement and all that on their website, they decided that that was fundamentally incompatible with who and what the NSSF represents. They canceled the membership and they refunded their membership. The SRA then kind of raised a little stink on their website. I have a feeling this was really all just a stunt, and they were looking for a PR opportunity. Wonderful if they could join the NSSF and be members. Even better if they wouldn't accept the NSSF. The NSSF wouldn't accept them, and then they could trumpet the fact that the NSSF doesn't want socialists, or they aren't welcoming enough, or something like that. I don't know. But if you stop for more than about 10 seconds and think about it, the NSSF is absolutely right here. Free market capitalism is what allowed the gun industry in this country to grow, to prosper. That's what gives us choices of dozens of wonderful little pocketable concealable pistols that we can buy and carry. That's why we can buy so many shotguns and rifles for different calibers and all that. It's the wonders of the marketplace. The socialists, however, while they say the right things about believing in the individual right to keep and bear arms, they believe in seizing the means of production. In fact, I went on their site and they're selling a magnet or a sticker or something showing an arm holding up an AK-47. So it says, "The means of production won't seize themselves." In other words, they're for the violent renunciation of private property rights. They want the government to own the means of production. If that happened, that would, number one, not only hurt the NSSF's members, manufacturers, ranges, retailers, things like that, it would hurt gun rights in this country. Because virtually everywhere that socialism has come into power around the country, around the world, it has disarmed its populace, and 10, 20, 30 million people have died.
Well, I've got a question, though. I saw that. I talked about that because that was just so good. And how do they rectify being socialists and being for gun rights? How does that work? Because those two things don't go. That's from the old one of these things is not like the other kind of stuff.
I see that as a contradiction too. Here's something that they let me read you a brief paragraph from their website, because I wanted to find that out. In fact, I had first heard about the organization about 4 or 5 months ago, and I called them because I wanted them to write something for our site. I wanted to find that out because, you know, as you point out, everywhere socialism is in power or has been in power, they have disarmed the populace everywhere. They write, "Gun control is a fundamental component of neoliberal capitalism and its tendency to commodify, infantilize, and enslave working class people." So they're saying that gun control is part of capitalism. Socialism, on the other hand, they write, is a philosophy concerned with emancipating working class people and allowing for their greatest development of individual will and expression. And the right to bear arms for self and community defense is a critical component of that mission. It's a common saying on the left that if you go far enough left, eventually you get your guns back. Indeed, there is a long tradition in both socialist and left anarchy theory of supporting the right to bear arms. That is not at all borne out by history anywhere in the world. Name a socialist country where people have the right to keep and bear arms.
Well, none.
No.
Not a one.
And if you go far enough left, they say you get your arm back. You know, they say political theory is not a linear scale; it's a circle. If you go far enough left, you can't come back around to capitalism. And that's where you get your gun rights back, not anywhere where the socialists occupy that continuum.
Yeah, that when I saw that, it's interesting that they show AKs, doesn't it? And they're little.
It's always AKs.
Yeah,
you know, that was, of course, the gun created by socialism.
A lot of contradictions there. I saw that they were talking about trying to get space at SHOT Show.
Oh, were they really?
Yeah.
how I can't imagine they'd want to be so closely associated with all those capitalists around them. What would they be selling?
I don't know. I guess they'd just be sitting there. I guess they'd be sitting there with death to the proletariat. Throw off the chains, our brothers. Join us now. Join the collective. Bring your guns. We can kill all of these Yankee dogs. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, they clearly what they want is the creation of a workers' paradise. And
have you ever seen Volunteers with John Candy and Tom Hanks when they're in Thailand building the bridge and they brainwash John Candy? Have you ever seen that?
I missed that one.
You should go look at that. And that's the image I get of the Socialist Rifle Association. These guys, they catch him in a tiger trap and brainwash him. And before long, he's a commie spouting dude he's in the Mao suit. They find some big Mao suit that John Candy can put on, and he's just sitting there just spouting off. And finally, the Chinese guy's like, "That's enough." So,
perfect. Well, as I wrote at the end of our piece about the offer still stands. We're open to a piece. An article from them, and the head of Socialist Rifle Association tweeted me and said, that was me, I would still like to do that and write something for you. And I wrote back saying I'm looking forward to it because I'd like to hear how she reconciles that contradiction.
Okay. Coming up on the next break, that's going to be entertaining right there. That's entertainment. I remember that movie when I was a kid. That'll be entertainment. Talking to in a thoughtful way, very, very much entertainment, information dissemination. I like it. Truthaboutguns.com. My guest, Dan Zimmerman, editor-in-chief. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. What else is happening in your world?
Well, things are not good in Illinois, and they aren't frequently announced that way. About a year, 2 years ago, a bill was brought up to have the state license gun dealers in Illinois. That was a huge kerfuffle because most of your listeners probably know gun sellers are already licensed by the ATF. But that isn't good enough for the perpetually gun-grabbing politicians.
Let me ask you a question about that. Isn't it interesting that they always, when if they have it in the state, they want the feds to have it. If we have it with the feds, they want the state to have it.
Yeah, whatever presents the biggest burden is really what they're for. Whatever costs sense. Them the most and becomes the hardest to manage and do business with. That's what they're ultimately after. So they drafted this bill and finally got it through the legislature and got new Governor J.B. Pritzker to sign it. But they said, oh, no, don't worry. This really isn't such a big burden. Everybody will be able to comply with this. Unfortunately, that was all, of course, a lie. It was all right along the lines with, if you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your gun dealer, you can keep your gun dealer as long as your gun dealer can manage to do business under a huge new regulatory burden. So what the state of Illinois had 2,436 federally licensed gun dealers in December before the new law went into effect.
Right.
As of July 17th, they have 1,140.
Get in trouble? Didn't they get told that commerce is part of the Second Amendment, being able to buy a gun is part of the Second Amendment? Didn't they get in trouble for that once before?
That may have been something to do with the lawsuit that surrounding the requirements that were preventing gun stores from opening and gun ranges from opening in the city of Chicago, if I remember correctly. because basically the way Chicago wrote its laws, you couldn't be within X number of feet of a school or X number of feet of a library and all these. They constructed law in such a place that there was about a 4 square foot area in the entire city of Chicago that complied with the law in which you could open a gun store. In effect, they banned gun stores, and there was a legal challenge, and the city lost that, and they ended up writing, I think that was one of the cases for which they had to write a very large check to, the Second Amendment Foundation to reimburse them for their legal fees. I can't recall. I just remember seeing that check and Alan smiling when he cashed it. But anyway, the result of this law, as we and a number of people predicted, was a lot of gun stores are no longer in business thanks to this law. And that, make no mistake, that was absolutely the goal of this law when they created it. They want to make it harder for people to sell guns and harder for people to find and buy them. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't places. There are places in Illinois, but I'm guessing in smaller towns, rural southern Illinois, you probably have to drive a lot further to find a gun store than you used to. They're going to do everything they can to keep it that way. There's a lawsuit challenging that law right now, at least one, maybe two, I can't recall. We'll see how that goes. But in the meantime, a lot of gun dealers decided they can't handle it. They can't deal with the expense, the hassle. And this involves putting in security cameras and extra training for all their staff and all that. It was a large dollar outlay. That's a lot of stores just. And the gun business is not a large, high-margin business.
Right.
They make a whole lot of money per gun selling firearms. So say goodbye to a lot of your favorite local gun stores in Illinois, unfortunately.
Let me ask you a question. Now, is Illinois like, you know, and I've asked John Bach about this, I get the impression that Illinois is basically run by Chicago. Is that right?
Largely.
So, what is the composition right now? Is it 100% Democrat in Illinois as far as their government, governor,
it's
assembly?
It's not 100%, no, but they do control both houses right now. I think they may even have super majorities, but I don't have at the tip of my fingers.
And is the governor a Democrat?
He is. Now that's a change. The former governor, Bruce Rauner, lost to J.B. Pritzker. Rauner was a Republican. He had vetoed this bill, but the bill was brought back. And Pritzker, who is gleefully anti-gun, was only too happy to sign it.
Right. So I want to ask you this, and this is very provocative, I know, when we had the thing with Springfield and
Rock River.
Rock River.
Yeah.
When we had that thing, everybody was talking about them selling the gun owners of Illinois down the river. If they keep electing this government in Illinois, whose fault is what laws they get? Whose fault are the laws they get?
Well, people say the same thing about California. You know, that,
yeah.
Californians have brought this on themselves, and New York has brought this on themselves. And, you know, to a certain extent, that's true, of course. But, you know, that I'm guessing close to 50% of the state is people who are to the right of center versus to the left of center.
So are they not voting?
I'm sure they are, but that they're probably being a lot of the people downstate their votes are being canceled out by an awful lot of people in Cook County and the Chicago, greater Chicago area.
I don't know. I'm getting to this point to where the more these people keep electing the same governments, like New Jersey, right? They had a Republican governor. He did as much as a New Jersey Republican would do to protect gun rights. And And now he's gone, and they were elected a Democrat to go along with their other Democrats. I got to wonder, you know, this is just me thinking out loud. Maybe I'm spitballing here, but maybe they're getting what they deserve.
People say that. We ran an article from an attorney in California a few weeks ago saying, you know, they're working from within and doing their best to put on the best face for gun rights and recruit people who are in the center and maybe slightly left of center to come along to the gun rights side. But whether or not that translates into enough votes to change control of the House or the Senate, that's another story. These things do change, though, over time. I mean, it is a cycle. Texas used to be a solid Democrat state. Now it's a solid Republican state.
Yeah.
Although, and that could change again. California used to have Republican governors and Republican legislature. That changed. These things change over time, and they, you know, it is a cycle.
It is. We'll have to look into that. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe some article should come of this. I don't know. You can find Dan's stuff at thetruthaboutguns.com. There, he's the editor in chief. He is running a band of people that put out a bunch of reviews. They put out a bunch of what they carry. They put out a bunch of current events and, of course, politics. Find it all at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, Attorney Alan Beck. He is very well read in on what's happening at Silicon Valley and what that might mean for me and you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.